KI4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. And I begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function of the repeater tonight. We'll run through those first, and then we'll go from there. Say good evening to K4XMR. That's Mr. Mail. He's down in Prosperity. And W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI. That's Miss Isla, Dumb Traveler's Rest. And KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, Miss Linda, they're down at Piedmont. And KI4LJG, Mr. Robert, up there in River Falls. And AA4GH, Mr. Gus, in Edinburgh, Scotland tonight. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up at Table Rock. And N4JRB, that's Mr. James, he's over in Greer. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, down in Simpsonville. And KD4HEY, Mr. Jim, up there at Chapel Hill. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony and his sweet bride. KQ4JSK, that's Miss Kim, they're up in Asheville. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, he's over in Greenville. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's in Malden. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy, he's over in Taylor's. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, he's over here in Easley tonight. And W4CTW, that's Mr. Tyler over in Taylor's. And that's all the pre-net check-in functions I have this evening. Appreciate all of you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all y'all are doing well. I don't have any Echo Link stations up at the moment, so we'll watch for those to come in as they come in. Also like to say good evening to my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. She's in there watching little TV tonight. And now we'll move up to the RF check-ins with the alphabet, starting with M through P. Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
N4NLR. Same here as Jim, Julie, and your mic. Please send me now, okay? November 4, nothing like radio. Good evening.
Do you with? Gary, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and her daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
This is Call KI4DOS. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, and I'm home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no tape. Thank you for calling the net, Gary.
Yes. Please check in and out, KI4VLW Randy, KJ4 CRL Linda in Asheville.
EOS. Please check in, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name's Tommy, I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
4 DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, home up there in Cleveland tonight. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KI4VLW, that's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride. KJ4CRL, that's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, he's down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Around to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Clear. Nice. Joy, everybody on the net. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2BYQ. This is Dave on the other side of Easley. I'm going to be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody else.
Yes. WD40YH, Johnny, Travelers Rest, no traffic, no round table. Good evening, Gary, and everyone on the net.
U.S. Good evening, Gary. Please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel, Oscar, N4AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla. Negative, negative, 73, y'all.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to a pair of Daves. I got W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave. He's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And then we got my neighbor, Dave, KB2BYQ, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Hope you are doing well. And WD4DYH, Mr. Johnny, he's up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Johnny. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Judy we said hello. And N4AstroDoug, he's down there in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us, Mr. Doug. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Kilo Zulu 4, Delta Zulu. I'm in Reedville in Spartanburg County tonight, negative and negative.
4DOS. This is Paul and Dana, KQ4ALD, Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Lima Delta. I'll be negative and negative. Over.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KZ4DZ, Mr. Joe, over there in Reedville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Joe. Hope you're doing well. And KQ4ALD, Mr. Paul. Paul, I missed your location. Where are you located there, young man?
Yes, sir. I'm in beautiful Dana, North Carolina.
All righty, got you in Dana, North Carolina. I appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you anytime you can make it. We're here every night at 9 p.m., different net controller. But come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. Let's try Echo Lake Stations now. Echo Lake Stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Hello. Hello again, Gary. Check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself and all of the net. No traffic, no rag you. And do be sure and tell Miss Joy that we say hello.
This KA4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Please tell Miss Jennifer that we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Going back to the alphabet now, let's see here. Let's move up to the Echo Through Hotel, Group E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yep. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment. No traffic tonight, Gary. Thank you for calling the net. Please tell Miss Joy we say hello.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like, say good evening, KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Didn't make it tonight for you. I got that group all to yourself. Let's move up now to the patient group on a Wednesday night, the India Through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. Saying safety threes for each one of you.
KI4DOS. All on the net. Jerry, please check in. Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray. KI4K3X. This is Jerry. We're still in Greycourt. Just check us in and out tonight. Hope everybody's doing well.
DOS.
Hope you and Miss Joy are both well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Gary, thank you so much for calling us. Good to hear you here for Wednesday evening. And I hope you enjoy your doing well. Have a good evening. Hope that everybody on this have a good evening. No traffic, no comment.
94DOS. Good evening. Here we are, the first of the merry month of May. Please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone, have a good night.
4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And KIX, Mr. Jerry, he's down in Greycourt. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jerry. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid, he's up there at Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. And Larry, you won the door prize tonight there, young man. You made number 50 on my log. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope she's doing well, too. Got an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Good evening, KI4DOS. Please check in KE0KBJ. Steve, up here in South Dakota. No traffic. I'll be here for a comment.
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KB0KBJ. Mr. Steve up there in South Dakota.
Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Steve. Hope you are doing well. Steve, while I got you, you want to check Miss Megan in?
No, she's not here at the moment, Gary. Over.
Okay, Maddie. Well, I didn't know she wasn't there, but that's okay. But I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. I hope you are doing well up there, Steve. We'll talk to you just here shortly. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. Casey 4EZN, Harry and Kettler. I'll be a little bit late, negative and negative. Thanks, Gary.
OS. Please check in Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta, AA1RD, and say hi to Joy for me too. Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KC4EZN, Mr. Harry. He's up there at Candler. Harry, hope you are doing well. And AA1RD, Mr. Bob, down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us, Mr. Bob. Hope you are doing well. Tell Miss Anita we said hello. Hope y'all, both of y'all are doing well. I'll get that out in a minute. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Calls normally means we got everybody, so we'll secure the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book? Or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
What's DOS? Let me take that tempo one off. I had no hits on it. There was a different way or something. Just go ahead and take it off.
I'll take that one off. Thanks for letting me know there, young man. I really do appreciate it.
Not a problem. I appreciate you running it there for me on the swap, man. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. 73. Back to you.
And anything else they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off? Call KI4DOS. DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Yaesu ST840. That's an HF transceiver. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next up is for sale. It's a Dentron MT3000A. That's a full legal limit manual antenna tuner. He would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Okay, buddy. Whenever you get ready, you got my number? Happy. 6-7-1-1-0-1. Copy.
That's it, Dylan.
Okay, well, I'll be listening for your call whenever you will call. It'll be fine. SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC718. That's HF transceiver. He has the microphone, the manual, the box, the power cord. He would like $400 for it. Is anyone need any fields? The map is for sale. The fella has a Kenwood TS450S HF transceiver. And he also has an ICOM R71A receiver. And he would like $300 for both items. And does anyone need any fields? The map is for sale. Fella has two 5-element 2-meter beam antennas. He would like $80 each for these antennas, or he will sell them both for $150. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an MFJ-986 IntelliTuner. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC7200. He says it's in excellent condition, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FP107E. That's a power supply that has a speaker built into it. He says it's about a 22 to 25 amp power supply, and he would like $65 for it. Does anyone need any fields? And the map is looking for a current technician study guides. He's looking for a current technician. He's got somebody interested in getting their license, and he wants to try to help them out a little bit. Does anyone need any fields? I'm on the Swapnet book tonight, folks, is for sale. Fella has a total of 18 HP 6305 Pro desktop systems. He said those are priced to move at $50 each. He's got 18 of these HP 6305s, desktop system, for $50 a piece. Does anyone need any fields? Swapnet book this evening. Appreciate all you fine folks that stay around and listen to the reading of the Swapnet book. Those that removed items, I really appreciate that. That helps me keep my book straight up on this end. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rank you? Call KI4DOS.
Kilo Charlie 3, Victor Victor Echo with a late check-in.
Give me your calling name again, please.
Name is Eric, and the call sign is Kilo Charlie 3 Victor Victor Echo, and I'm on Echolink.
How are you, Eric? I just saw you up there, KC3VVE. Mr. Eric, can I get your location there, young man?
I'm sitting in my backyard in Malden, down here just out of Greenville City.
How are you, Eric? We got you down there in Malden. Appreciate you being with us. Thanks for coming in on Echolink. Come in and join us anytime you can. We're here each night at 9 p.m., just the different net controllers each night. But come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KOS, K4ALL, W. Richard the Great.
KOS. Please check in. K4. S-K-D, Larry. And my wife, Rhonda, K-G-4-A-H-S. Broson Easley, no traffic, no wreck to you tonight, Gary. And, of course, I'm bringing my brothers along. November 9, Tango, Echo, Charlie. That's Randall. In Asheville, and Kilo, Foxtrot, 4, Golf, Foxtrot, Charlie. Goose Creek. And hope you and everybody else is having a good evening. KC4SKD.
SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4ROW, Brother Richard over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you are doing well. And KC and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. Over here in Easley, Larry brings along his two brothers, N9TEC, Mr. Randall, up in Asheville, and KF4GGF, Mr. Charlie, down there in Goose Creek. Appreciate all y'all being with us tonight. Larry, tell Rhonda we said hello. When you talk to Randall and Charlie, tell them we said hi. Hope all y'all are doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Any others all the way through the alphabet, before we start over at you, call KI4DOS.
DOS. Larry, if you would please check in, Whiskey 4 Juliet Echo Tango, that's WW4JET, Matthew over here by Table Rock, Northern Pickens County. No traffic tonight, no rag chew, thanks for calling that.
Please check in and out, Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray, Jamie. Also, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima November, my wife Sabrina. We're in Chesney. Check us in and out. 73 to you, Miss Joy, and everybody on the net.
POS. Again, Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. W4CWS. Name's Colin. Located in Middle Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to WW4JET, Mr. Matthew, up there at Round Table Rock in Pickens County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matthew. Hope you're doing well. And KJ4UHX, Mr. Jamie, and his sweet bride, KJ4YLN, Miss Sabrina. They're up there at Chesney. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Jamie. Tell Miss Sabrina we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And W4CWF, Mr. Colin, up there in Mill Springs, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Colin. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Any others all the way through the alphabet before we start to rank you, call KI4DOS. Clean, shiny, dry stuff tonight is KO4WTQ, Mr. Greg over in Greer. I think Greg had a question or two. And what is on your mind there, Mr. Greg?
Questions here. One of them is actually just a FYI. I was really having trouble with VHF on my FT991 Alpha, and I had a digital clock that wasn't too far from my antenna, and it was just causing, I didn't realize it, but it was causing a splatter across the VHF band. So I unplugged that, and that cleared that up. But the other question is, I have been running my FT818, okay, which is only like 5 watts, okay, and you commented when I went back over to the FT991 Alpha at 15 watts, you commented on my signal seemed stronger and everything. Do you get a readout on the strength or anything? How'd you know that?
Two ways that I knew it. One, that I can hear it. You know, if you get a weaker signal, you may have a little bacon frying or a little static noises if you come in with it. And I also have a signal strength meter on my transceiver here, and, you know, I watch it. Of course, getting into the repeater, you know, if you're good solid into the repeater, it goes full scale. But if you're not quite solid into the repeater, it doesn't quite, well, it shows up on the RF scale on my transceiver here. If that helps you to understand what I'm trying to say.
Exactly. And I got another question here is, I see that the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club is on 146. I think it's 6.4 megahertz, and this one's on 146.61. The question I got is this what club is this, and when does it meet?
North Carolina Club up there on 146.64. Mr. Sid, I believe, calls that net on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. But that's the Blue Ridge Club. We're the Blue Ridge Society. And I guess that's why it's a little bit confusing. Society meets the first Monday of the month, which should be next Monday, the 6th or so, somewhere around there. I don't have my calendar in front of me tonight. Hang on a second. We meet the first Monday at 7 o'clock at the Red Cross Building on Grove Road over in Greenville. Over.
I said where?
It's at 920 Grove Road. If you know where the Prisma Hospital is, or the VA Hospital in Greenville, it's right across the street from the VA Hospital.
Hey, I think I can find that. Okay, thank you. That's it, thank you.
Maybe I'll be able to see you over there Monday night at 7 o'clock at the Red Cross Building at 940 Grove Road in Greenville. Like I said, it's right across from the Prisma Hospital System, and it's directly across the street from the VA Hospital. The VA Hospital almost sits on the corner. Well, the Prisma sits on the corner, and then down just a little bit is the VA Hospital. But anyway, I hope to see you over there at the club meeting Monday night.
Greenville, right?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Thank you.
Well, you take care over there in Greer. Hopefully we'll see you Monday night over at the Red Cross Building in Greenville. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is like a recheck. The Blue Ridge Club meets Tuesday, the first Tuesday of the month, at 7 o'clock at Jackson Park in Hendersonville. So if that fella is interested or nearby Hendersonville, he's certainly invited to come up to the club meeting. It's coming up May 7th, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club Meeting, Jackson Park, Hendersonville. Over.
Report Whiskey Tango, Quebec. I saw that on the... I've looked at that on the web, but I couldn't find the one. I didn't find the one for the Blue Ridge Society where it said. So, but thank you for the input.
You want to go to BRARS .cc. That's where you'll find our web page. It's BRARS.cc. Over.
Easy Tango Quebec. I got that. Thank you.
Paycheck that came in and gave us the information on the Blue Ridge Club up there in Hendersonville. I did not know where y'all met, but one of these days I'll have to come up there since it's on a Tuesday. I'll go up and see my sister. She lives up there in Hendersonville, and I'll just ride on across over there to the meeting. But thanks for that info. Do appreciate it.
We'd love to have you. KQ4ALD, over.
And we do appreciate it. Thank you much for the info, and maybe I'll see you up there real soon. And that was Paul, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Paul. I just wanted to make sure I got the right name for the call. But do appreciate it there, young man, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Next up on the right, you stump, is Mr. Steve up there in South Dakota, KB0KBJ. Steve, what have you and Miss Megan and all the children been up to?
KI4DOS in the net, KB0KBJ. Well, KQ4ALB, Paul there, he sure has some nice clear audio. It's easy to hear him. Good evening, Gary. What have we been up to? Went to Texas, seen the eclipse, drove a Tesla, went to the beach. How about that?
I'm telling you, who's got all the money, you can make a trip from South Dakota to Texas just to watch the eclipse and then ride around in a Tesla. I don't know about you, Steve. You better watch Texas over there. They're going to be putting some autonomous 18-wheelers on the road one of these days soon.
Yeah. Yeah, we were down near Austin. We know some folks who moved down there. This fellow I know, Justin, moved down there last fall. My wife is good friends with his wife, you know, and we get along ourselves. So anyhow, we went down there to visit him. He moved down there because of Tesla. He went to work for them at their battery plant, their giga plant, I guess. You know, that thing is very big. I know BMW is big, but I don't know if it's quite as big as this one. It's roughly 3/4 mile by 3/4 mile square. That's a lot of ground under the roof. Anyhow, Justin had a BMW and let me drive it. Actually, all I did was take off, stomp on the accelerator. It set you back, and it wasn't even a sporty model, just the Model Y. And, it set you back in the seat good, and then it just pulled down on a little selector lever, is what we would call a gear shifter, you know. And the thing took off and drove itself to the house. Went through stoplights, around corners and stuff. Dodged cars. It was interesting. Did about a couple miles worth. So I didn't drive it really much at all. I just sat there. And I kept videoing it with my phone. And it didn't like that because it watches your eyeballs. Make sure you're keeping them on the road. So I didn't like that. But we made it there. And, it was interesting. Found out all kinds of details about it, of course. So, back to you there, Gary.
Well, you know, Stu, that sounds like a whole lot of fun. Just going down to visit a friend and then you get to see the eclipse and all of that. I guess you got to see it. I hope it wasn't cloudy and overcast and all that when you got down there. John went to Indiana, I believe he said, to see it. And they had a good view of it, he said. So I was glad to hear that. I'm trying to think. You know Tommy, K4XB down in Simpsonville?
No, I think so.
I think he's got a Tesla. I'm sure he did. He drove it up to the Waynesville Ham Fest. And him and his, I got to meet his bride up there again. And talked to her for a minute and a couple of the children in the car. What people don't realize is those electric motors, we call the engines in a gas vehicle motors a lot of times, but they're not motors, they're actually engines. And the motors on those electric vehicles, they're either, give them the electricity, they provide a lot of torque all of a sudden. I mean, it's just, it's there. they're supposed to be pretty quick. I don't know what kind of top speed on those things they've got. I'm sure they've got those regulated to where they won't go, but, so fast. Don't know what that top speed is, but... If you open up a diesel engine, we'll say, for instance, you turn it wide open, I don't know how fast some of those will go.
Yeah, that's one thing electric has. It's got in common with a really old form of propulsion, is steam. Steam and electricity are the two sources of propulsion that do not need a transmission. They can go from a dead stop, no power, to full power. And, a lot of torque. I learned that little detail when I had a steam threshing show up here one time. Used it to my advantage once, too, when hauling a big load of brick away from a wall using a electric lift. It kind of drained the batteries, but it did. It was a full pallet of brick. Just drag. It needed its space to get, between the wall and it. So, kind of drained the batteries on the lift, though. Yeah, that thing had a lot of torque. It would Man, it just shot right up there to 70 mile an hour. I asked Justin how fast it'd go. He said about 135. Like I said, this wasn't even the Roadster model. This is just a family wagon, which can sit five comfortably, and you could fit two kids in the rumble seat in the back, actually backwards facing seat, you know, storage area. You'd kind of be looking out the back hatch. Let's see what other details. He put on about 8,000 miles since he got it last fall. He said he probably would have spent about $80 in doing so. But he gets free charging at work, so he spends even less, you know. Had one, had a little 220, 240 charger in his garage when he did need to use it. It had pretty good range, 500 and some miles, I guess, if you really drain the batteries, but I suppose that's not good. Used about 1,200 batteries in that car, and they were like the size of a large D-cell battery. He had one kicking around in his junk drawer because he's in that business, you know. That's about the size of about 1,200 batteries in that thing. And it was interesting sitting there in the driveway. Thing's not running, of course, but the AC's still working. Blowing out the dash there. A little heat pump is how that works. So, yeah, it was kind of fun to mess around with. Hey, you can change all kinds of options on the thing. You can change the horn sounds, backup sounds. We turn the seat heat on when my wife and his wife had taken it out to go out to eat. We were messing with the seats, roasting their butt there from the app on his phone. So, yeah, they noticed that. They said, oh, we're...
Something that you would enjoy having, especially if you could control a lot of the functions of the car from your phone. I can just see you now coming down here or me coming up there, and you say, okay, let's go for a ride, and I'm sitting over there all nice and comfortable with the AC going, and all of a sudden my rear end starts getting hot. I can see you doing that.
Well, I didn't do it this time. My daughter did. But then again, she'd take after her dad, huh?
Well, I tell you, you've got a wonderful family. You really do. I love all of them. I haven't met Shepherd yet. One of these days, I'll get to meet him.
Man, that guy's got a full curly head of hair, red curly hair. And he's growing like a weed, too. He's eating like a horse. He's about caught up. And highest to the next one up there, Cassie, who's kind of just a petite little girl. Yeah, he's a bit over two now. He just had his birthday when we were down there in Texas. The eclipse was kind of underwhelming. We got clouded out. I wish the clouds had waited 5 minutes more, or I had been 50 miles further up the road. But... yeah, they claim in full force just as it happened. They could have waited until it was after, and then they could have come, but that's not how it worked out. Nevertheless, it got dark. Really quite dark. And I took a video of it, but yeah, that's kind of... Having been to the one in 2017, which went across your part of the country too there, I drove down to that one in Nebraska, so and I seen a clear one there. You know, you get picky now that you've seen two in a row, so. And I figured, well, I don't need to go anymore to see any more eclipses. That's kind of what my conclusion was. I've been fortunate enough to see two, so I'll call it good. I'm not running off to Africa in 2027 to go see that one, so we'll just call it good. Not worry about the next one in 20 years either. The beach, yeah, that was interesting. You know what was most interesting is how solid that sand was at the beach. We were just north of Corpus Christi. Man, that is some hard sand. We drove 7 miles down the beach. I was wondering if you'd have to have big tight knot. I seen guys whipping their trucks around out in the on the beach and going out in the surf and everything, and I don't think they stirred the sand up a half inch, you know. It's some solid sand. What it is really, really, really fine sand. And when it gets wet, it just compacts down like cement or something. Yeah, so that's the sand. And when you start digging it, it's also hard to do. And it kind of has a vibrate. I'm on the internet talking to Gary here. This is Megan. And it vibrates in your hands when it's kind of got the right water consistency to it. It's just kind of a shaky, vibratey. When you move it, it kind of gets jerky. It's really a strange kind of sand there.
Well, I've never been to Corpus Christi. Driven on the beach or anything like that. That sounds like a lot of fun. I have done it down at Daytona Beach. It's not quite that hard. It does give a little bit, in place, where it's dried out is where it gives a little bit more. They used to race on the beach down there at Daytona until they built the super speedway and all of that. I've never been over there to Corpus Christi. I'd love to go over there sometime just to say I've been there. I've been in, I've been all different kind of places in Texas. I've been to, of course, Houston, Dallas, Laredo, Brownsville, all the big places where you would drive a truck, that sort of thing. But didn't get to see a whole lot when you're in the truck. You can say you've been there, and that's about it, unless you get sidetracked and the peace officers decide you need to go somewhere else for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah, I took the two-lane roads all the way down for the most part, and even more so going back up. I just avoided Austin. Austin is a mess. You just don't even bother with the interstate going through Austin. Dallas-Fort Worth ain't too bad. But, I avoided them all going back up. Just took the roads through the countryside. And, got to see some of that there west of both towns. But, it ain't really till you get to Oklahoma City and north of there do you get out of traffic, in my opinion. I just got too busy south of Oklahoma City. Once you got up, actually, you start getting up into Kansas, then it gets all right. More kind of driving I'm used to anymore. I think I warped the brake rotors on my van. I'm not used to just speeding up to 70 and then hitting the brakes for the next stoplight. Yeah. So that was kind of the latest adventure we've been on there, Gary. Otherwise, let's see, more around here. It rained a lot last week or so. And, we had water standing around and such, I don't know if we've had this much rain in a couple of years. I'm pretty certain of that. Consistent. And it's good to see, because we have kind of been in a two, three-year drought. So, maybe also the pattern has changed to a little more wetter pattern, instead of just dry and droughty-like. Went to a house just across the street, in fact. Before I live here, they had a little in the basement fountain feature going on down there. So they had an outside access to the basement. And I go and I look and I'm like, oh, look at all that water spraying. What's doing that? Oh, it's a sump pump, which is in its little pit on the floor, but the hose has come off the top, so it's just squirting up, and the hose is 4 feet it's a flexible hose attached to the check valve of the pump, supported by inch and a half solid PVC, right? So yeah, this little pump was just pumping away there, shooting it up 4 feet in the air, on the pipe there, and splashing down, foot and a half of water in the basement. So, everything was raised, water heater, furnace, and everything, but it was right to the bottom of them. I don't think they got any damage, but. Over.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net with KB0KBJ, Mr. Steve up there in South Dakota. Steve, that's That's one thing that a lot of people fail to keep a check on is their sump pump. That's no matter where you live, I guess. Something that you need to check on quite frequently, but, gosh, I'm glad they didn't have enough water down there to damage anything. Glad they didn't have any, things like their water heater and their stuff like that. They got messed up since they had them raised up. But that tells me that may have happened before.